tonight, everything about reality TV is actually going to be rated PG-13. There is some graphical language. Viewer discretion is advised. Everything about reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Chris the Entertainment Man. It is good to be back once again. I know it's just been a few hours since the last podcast came out, The Amazing Race. I hope you guys enjoyed that podcast. I do apologize for lateness today. Kind of trying to, play catch up with the schedule and getting caught up with podcasts. Now, this is pretty well, once this is up, I am back on track. So, don't worry, everything's good. Also, don't forget, those who, for this podcast, we are actually on Stitcher.com. It is a, you can get Stitcher app in the Google Play Store. It's good for iOS, Android, Nook, iPad, tablet. You can get that in the Google Play Store. It is on demand. It's on the go. It's free as well. So go check that out as well. Also, we are on podcast.com, crispyontheweb.com, always on crispyontheweb.com. It's always on the website, on my website. Always, 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 always there. It's always on that platform whatsoever. Also, we are on tunein.com. But as I've told you guys in the past, the episodes that go up on TuneIn are up by the morning. So you'll see that. Actually, those who are listening through the TuneIn app, you'll be listening to it the next day because they update overnight. So, all right, so let's get right into it. Yes, this is actually going to be a little bit of graphical some graphic language in there. Some not very nice words. There's a couple. It's not very explicit, but I am putting the warning on I put the warning on this podcast, especially that there was some explicit language going on. It is kind of not appropriate for, I guess, well, reality TV. Mainly it's a teenager that watches reality TV shows normally, but there are some not very nice words I'm going to be saying that I'm going to be repeating that was said on the show. So let's let you know, it is not, it's PG-13, pretty much, with the language that is going to be said tonight. So let's get right into it. Sandra could not believe that Ty gave Sierra the idol. JT and Sandra were going about they were kind of talking about who voted for who, pretty much. JT thought Culpepper had the idol, but he didn't. Culpepper did not have that idol whatsoever. Culpepper never had the idol. It was Ty all this time. Ty was the one that actually had the idol this whole time. And nobody else really knew that the idol was actually held by one of the Mana tribe members. So that was kind of a shock. For them, especially, that was a bit of a shock. For the Mana tribe, especially, it was a big shocker for them. So, let's see. Sandra said, "This is JT's dirty deed. If they lose, they're going to send. She's going to send his ass packing." So obviously, his ass is grass. I know I've said that in the Big Brother Canada recap as well. I know I said that a bit during the Big Brother Canada recap. And pretty much she's saying JT's ass is grass, pretty much. So he said, Total Council was really tough on JT. If they lose, he's goner. He's a goner. He must find the idol. He found a clue for the idol. It was kind of safeties around the landmark. You know, the landmark that you know. He knows that those trees that had marks on the tree. So he knew exactly where to go for that idol. So, and he found the idol, and he wouldn't tell anyone. He's saying he's going to keep it for himself, obviously. Everyone on Tavua was, was completely shocked when they went into the reward challenge. Audie said, with Malcolm gone, it is a huge player out of the game, obviously. And I think, wasn't Ozzy working with, I think Ozzy was working with Malcolm, if I remember correctly. I don't remember. And then, so the reward challenge, they must catch the tribe, they must use a grappling hook, and then they had to kind of, what's the word, they had to kind of, pull, hook, they had to kind of retrieve a bow, and then they had to dig up a bunch of bags, and then they would, they had to balance a ball, and they must go, over obstacles, and then they would dig up another bag with another ball, then they must balance it, bring it all the way back to the obstacle, and then the first one to get there and finish the slide puzzle, gets there, through the obstacle will win. The first team to get there will win peanut butter, jelly sandwiches, PB&J, as I call it. A lot of us call it that. And then cookies and milk. The second place person would get, just PB&J, pretty much. And in the last, nothing. They get Filch, El Zippo, pretty much. And so Troy then sat out of this challenge for Tavua. Zeke said he is quick on the slide puzzle, so obviously Zeke was going to do the puzzle for Tavua. Sandra said she was good on, doing the bags. And Debbie wanted to do was good on the balance. Sarah, Varner, and Sierra were on the grappling hooks. And then, of course, Sierra was on the bow. Haley dropped and had to go back. And then Ozzy went through all the obstacles. He's done it before, obviously. And obviously, Ozzy is a big player. He is a very, very big player in this game still. And then, so obviously, Ozzy knows how to play this game very, very, very well. And then, of course, JT dropped. And then Haley got right through. Ty got the ball. And then Varner was in the lead, obviously. And then, JT actually had a big fall, but got through. Varner hooked the bag. Michaela digging fast like no tomorrow and got it. Aubrey felt the, the pressure pretty much. Debbie dropped. Aubrey got it. Debbie had to go back again, obviously. And then Nuku could start on the puzzle, which was Sandra. Sandra was the one that was going to do the puzzle for Nuku. And then, of course, Zeke was won immunity for Tavua as he finished his slide. I think it was a slide. It was a slide puzzle. Never mind. It was a slide puzzle. I apologize. And then Sandra won for Nuku. And Mana came in last, obviously. Tefua got the PB&J, cookies and milk. And then Nuku got the PB&J, pretty much. And Debbie said, Culpepper is a dictatorship, telling people the positions that everybody's going to go in. Tefua celebrated with their milk and cookies and PB&J. And then Sarah said not to be crazy and have options, obviously. She started talking to Troyzan about, you know, working together pretty much. And then, let's see. Oh, okay, so, and also she wanted to, you know, find the idol, but he actually had it. I forgot. That's the one thing I did forget. Troyzan does have the idol. I keep forgetting that. So the people that have the idol right now, I believe, there's two idols, I believe, that's out there. JT's, and then, of course, Troyzan's, which is still out there, pretty much. It's still out there to this moment. So, and of course, she finds out that Troyzan talks about him, about her. He's dead meat, pretty much. And then she wants, okay, so what else? Sarah and Troyzan were, I guess, they're excited to start working together, pretty much. And at Mana, pretty much, Debbie said that Culpepper makes the decisions and all that. Culpepper called Debbie unpredictable, pretty much. And she kind of sat, and she was kind of she kind of felt like she was at the bottom of the totem pole, bottom of the tribe, pretty much. She says she's just gonna shut the fuck up and just, you know, do what she's told, pretty much. So she wasn't too happy. Debbie was not too happy, trust me. And then Haley could not get the whole argument with Brad and Debbie, pretty much. Ty tried to calm her down, but couldn't. And Ty just called her the crazy lady. She is the crazy lady. She is the fucking crazy lady. Trust me. She is the fucking crazy lady of this episode, of the tribe, pretty much. And if she keeps this up, she's gone. She's gone. Regardless, she is gone. And then Brad tried to apologize. She just didn't want to hear it from her, from him. And then also didn't, she said that he doesn't, she thinks that he doesn't realize that he's doing this, obviously. So Debbie said it was a dictatorship, pretty much. He's, you know, pulling the strings. He's running the show, pretty much, running the tribe, pretty much at this point. And then Debbie called him a wanker, and that is not a very, very, very nice word. That's why I rated this PG-13. I kind of put this an explicit podcast because of the language tonight. So, yeah, and that was not very nice, obviously. And I just did not agree with that word from her. And I never use that word, and I never want to hear that word or use that word on this podcast again, honestly. So at Nuku, who was it? Michaela said she'll have 7 drops of coffee and sugar. She said Michaela isn't very stable. Sandra said she's going to finish the sugar off, just make Michaela kind of the guilty one, to make it like Michaela was the one that finished it off, but it was Sandra technically. So she's gonna kind of do like a Russell Hands kind of move, I guess. You know, like Russell Hands poured out all the water in his back in his seasons. So kind of something like that. She's gonna cause a bit of chaos within the tribe, pretty much. And then JT pointed the finger at Michaela about the sugar. JT accused Michaela of, you know, using the rest of the sugar, pretty much. And Michaela was furious with him. and mana tie, you know, consents the tension at mana pretty much. And Ty thought, you know, the idol would be back out there. It would be, because he used it in the last tribal. He found another clue to the idol. You know, it was tried motif. Somewhere around there where it would have been located. Just don't know where it is. I don't know what they mean by tribe motif. So that could be at a challenge. That could be at the camp. That could be in an island. It could be anywhere. So the immunity challenge, they must go up and over the tall wall. And they must move a massive cube. And then they have to spin around the keys until it comes undone. Unlock a chest. Transfer sandbags all across the balance beam. Then use a giant slingshot and then knock over 5 targets. The first 2 tribes to do that wins immunity. And then the loser obviously goes to tribal council. Someone's voted out. So Siri sat out for this challenge for Tavua. And then Mana Culpepper said Ty should do the balance beam. Debbie wasn't happy. Debbie should do it because she's done gymnastics in the past. She says, I'm deciding. That's it. I'm putting my foot down. I'm doing it. I'm doing the balance beam, whatever. And then Troyzan, Sarah, Andrea for the cube. And then JT was spinning around the key. And then, who was it? Sarah got the keys. Ozzy, Sierra on the locks. Mana and Deferz, Devua was on the sandbags. Varna dropped. Haley got it. Ty had to go back 2 times. Not once, but twice. Debbie said, don't send the gymnast out. Sick of, you know, defending myself pretty much. And then Ozzy and Varner still were stuck on the sandbags. Ty and his, had the last of the sandbags pretty much. And then Tavua started to, use the slingshot. And then Sarah got one of them. Ozzy got another one. And then Culpepper took over and got one of them. And then he got the next one. And then, so he won immunity for Mana. JT got the third. It was tie 3-3. JT had 4. Ozzy got 4. Tied it 4-4. JT missed. Ozzy got it. And Tavua won immunity, meaning Nuku would go to the tribal council. Michaela said, slingshot got her in her last season, Survivor, Millennial versus Gen X. So she pretty well, this could possibly send her home this time around. She hopes and doesn't think that she will be the one to go. So at Nuku, JT apologized for, losing, obviously, talking about getting Michaela out. No reason to keep Michaela at this point. Then JT going off about JT was going off about Michaela licking the jar, pretty much, and the sugar. That whole situation still kind of up in arms and crazy. And then Sandra says she wanted to get revenge for Malcolm. About talking about getting Varner and Michaela, and would make a great team, and maybe Aubrey, but they said maybe not. Aubrey might not be a great, vote to get get JT out, but probably could have enough to actually get JT out of the game at this point. Warner said, you know, either get a big threat out or, you know, get the attitude problem out of the game, pretty much. And then Tribal Council, talking about the last Tribal, blaming JT for the vote. The vote did not... JT didn't want Malcolm to go, obviously. That was not the whole plan. He felt really bad for it, obviously. Who can blame him? And then Michaela talking about JT, you know, running things, pretty much. Camp Life was tough. JT thought Michaela finished off the sugar and licked the jar. So that whole thing again kind of was brought up pretty much. And then Sandra said, we don't need JT anymore. So saying, you know what? Screw JT. We don't need him anymore. We do not, you know, need him in the game anymore. He is, you know, he's done. Like, we don't need him. We can deal with, you know, the fact that, you know, we can get away with it. Like, we can get away with it. We're still strong. We don't need JT to help. And plus, don't forget, JT did miss that last shot in the slingshot in the immunity challenge. So, that could be another reason why he went home as well. You never know, pretty much. And then Michaela said, don't do anything. She kind of said she is cool, clean, you know. She said she... Okay, I don't know what that means. So, and also, does JT speak their mind? Speak for the rest of the tribe, pretty much. Like, for Michaela, for Aubrey, for Varner, for, like, you know, anyone that's in the tribe. Sandra as well. And, of course, not. And, of course, arguing at camp, which is makes everything so complicated at this point. And, you know, you don't want to... unhappy camp. You want a very happy camp. You know, team spirit, team morale, pretty much. And that's not happening right now, pretty well at this point. And then Aubrey saying Michaela and JT... Aubrey, Sandra, Michaela, and JT are saying it's a clear vote, pretty much. Sandra made the comment when she voted, the queen stays the queen. And that line again, that infamous, Sandra line once again. And then Michaela, kind of was sipping her water during the vote. The votes were between Michaela and JT. And the fifth person voted out of Survivor Game Changers was JT. That's not the first time he's been voted out of Survivor. Heroes versus Villains, when he was kind of screwed over by Russell Hand. So this is the second time he's been voted out. And Sandra's yet to be voted out of the game. Yet. So, knock on wood, obviously. And then, the secret was out that Sandra was the one that took the sugar, finished it off, pretty much. And next week, everybody's going to drop their buffs. XL Island's back. That's a really big shocker. Now, I was thinking, wow, XL Island's back. They have not had XL Island in the longest time ever. They have not had it for a very, very, very long time. And that's awesome. And, like, it's really awesome to see XL Island kind of, you know, making the comeback after such a long, 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 long time of it not actually... being used in the game of Survivor. That's awesome. They're bringing back one of the old twists. One of the bigger, the first ever big twist they ever had. Second twist I would remember. I remember when XL Island first started was over in the Survivor Palau season. The first season on Palau. Before Micronesia, way in season 16. So, that's awesome to see XL Island coming back. I'm very excited to see who's going to go to Exile next week. Also, former Castaway returns. Who could it be? Could it be someone from a previous season? Could it be someone from this season that's coming back? I don't know. That's a question I cannot answer for you guys at this moment. We'll have to wait until next week to find out. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm very, very, very well looking forward to it. With that, that is it for this podcast for Everything About Reality TV. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this podcast. If you're new to the podcast, please follow or subscribe on podcast.com, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Don't forget to go to Stitcher. Give me a rating. Review the show. And just leave me a review. Tell me, am I doing a good job? Continue it. To continue doing a good job, etc., etc. Just leave me a review, guys. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys tomorrow for the Big Brother Canada recap. Have a good one, guys. Bye for now.